بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, in today's lesson Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the demise of Abu Talib, the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And here, when Abu Talib had passed away, we know that he lent great support to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was always supportive of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and his mission, despite him not accepting Islam. But yet, he always lent moral support to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and he tried to assist him in his cause, in his mission, etc. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam with regard to Abu Talib after he had passed away, that you are not allowed to make istighfar, to seek forgiveness on his behalf. And the incident behind this, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had gone, when Abu Talib was on his deathbed, he had gone to meet him, and he found that when he reached, then there were two people who had already got there before him. One was Abu Jahl, and the other was Abdullah bin Umayyah. These were the two heads of Kufr amongst the Quraysh in Makkah Mukarrama. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam meets his uncle, and he says to him that, "Oh my uncle, why don't you just say La ilaha illallah one time at least, kalimatan ashhadu laka biha indallah. And this will be one statement that you utter, by which I will testify in the court of Allah in your favor for it." In other words, I will plead your case in front of Allah that my uncle read the kalima, and therefore he should be from those who gain salvation in the hereafter. So Abu Talib considered this, but immediately Abu Jahl and Abdullah bin Umayyah began to rebuke him, and say, "How can you abandon and leave the deen of Abdul Muttalib, your father?" In other words, if you have to accept Islam, then you would effectively be saying that your father was upon disbelief, your father was deviant, he was misguided, and your entire nation and your forefathers were all misguided. So how can you do this? Again, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam pleads with him. Again, Abu Jahl and Abdullah bin Umayyah rebuke him. And this continued for some time, this back and forth. Finally, Abu Talib then composes two lines of poetry, and he says, وَلَقَدْ عَلِمْتُ بِأَنَّ دِينَ مُحَمَّدٍ مِنْ خَيْرِ أَدْيَانِ الْبَرِيَّةِ دِينًا. He says, "I know within my heart that the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is from amongst the best religions. لَوْلَا الْمَلَامَةُ أَوْ حَذَارُ مَسَبَّةٍ لَوَجَدْتَنِي سَمْحًا بِذَاكَ مُبِينًا. And he then says, "Had it not been for the rebuke of my people, and had it not been for me fearing what people would say about me, then you would have found that I would have readily accepted this deen." And then he says that upon the creed of Abdul Muttalib, and he passes away. So he leaves this world as a disbeliever, rejecting the deen of Islam, rejecting the faith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam then says that I will continue to make istighfar for my uncle until and unless I am not prohibited by Allah from doing so. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, مَا كَانَ لِلنَّبِيِّ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن يَسْتَغْفِرُوا لِلْمُشْرِكِينَ وَلَوْ كَانُوا أُولِي قُرْبَى. Now after some time, Allah then says, or reveals this verse, that it is not correct, it is not permissible for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam or the believers to make istighfar on behalf of the mushrikeen, even if they may have been your relatives. مِن بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ أَنَّهُمْ أَصْحَابُ الْجَحِيمِ. After the matter has become clear that they will be the inmates of the blazing fire. In other words, they have left this world upon kufr. Now you are not permitted to make istighfar for them. You can make an effort to make them accept Islam during their lifetime, but when they leave this world upon kufr, now the doors are closed and you can no longer ask Allah to forgive them or plead their case in the court of Allah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and how he had also made istighfar for his father. وَمَا كَانَ اسْتِغْفَارُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ لِأَبِيهِ إِلَّا عَمْ مَوْعِدَةٍ وَعَدَهَا إِيَّا. Allah says that Ibrahim alayhi salam asking forgiveness for his father was also due to a promise that he had made to his father, that I will ask Allah to forgive you. فَلَمَّا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ أَنَّهُ عَدُوٌّ لِلَّهِ تَبَرَّأَ مِنْهُ. But when Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam realized and it became clear that his father was an enemy of Allah, in other words, he died upon disbelief, then he also absolved himself and he disassociated from his father and he stopped making istighfar for him. Inna Ibrahim la awwahun halim. Allah says Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was very tender hearted. He was a very forbearant person. So this is why he had that softness within his heart. And he initially made istighfar for his father. But he too realized, my father left this world without iman, and therefore I am not permitted and not allowed to make istighfar for him. So this ruling that was given to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and the very same thing that was done by Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, initially they had sought forgiveness for this family member, thinking that perhaps my istighfar may be favorable or beneficial to him. But when they realized that the criteria is to leave this world with iman, then they stopped making istighfar, they stopped asking forgiveness for their relatives. And this is the ruling that has been given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that no matter how close a person may have been to you, he may have been your own blood, he may have been a person who assisted deen also in many ways, but if he left this world without iman, then unfortunately, there is no salvation for him in the hereafter. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُضِلَّ قَوْمًا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَاهُمْ حَتَّى يُبَيِّنَ لَهُمْ مَا يَتَّقُونَ. That see, Allah does not lead any nation astray after sending hidayat to them, after sending anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam to them. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُضِلَّ قَوْمًا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَاهُمْ حَتَّى يُبَيِّنَ لَهُمْ مَا يَتَّقُونَ. Until Allah does not make matters clear to them, and Allah does not show them exactly what they need to do and what they should not do. In other words, Allah does not just choose to allow a nation to go astray, but He sends anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam, He gives them chances, He sends the anbiya to warn them, to remind them of the akhirah, and He makes deen clear to them. Finally, when they then choose misguidance, now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens the door and facilitates it for them, so they have themselves to blame. Inna Allah lahu mulku samawati wal ard. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the kingdom of the skies and the earth belong to Him. Yuhyi wa yumit. He is the one who gives life and takes life. وَمَا لَكُمْ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مِن وَلِيٍّ وَلَا نَصِيرٍ. And on the day of Qiyamah, you will not have anyone to protect you, anyone to help you or be on your side, other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.